Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, January 21st, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States, and Apple is celebrating the civil rights giant with its annual homepage dedication on apple.com. And this quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." The quote comes from a letter written by Dr. King in which he argues geographical differences shouldn't separate Americans, that what happens in Birmingham, Alabama should matter to someone in Atlanta, Georgia, and beyond. The letter written while Dr. King was incarcerated in Birmingham's city jail. The App Store is also honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with two stories dedicated to volunteering and civil rights efforts, including apps for finding ways to volunteer and causes that accept charitable donations from your iPhone or iPad. Apple is also expanding its Everyone Can Create curriculum for classrooms to be offered in four additional languages: German, French, Spanish, and Italian, with Dutch and Swedish support coming this spring. Everyone Can Create is offered as a free curriculum through Apple Books, covering photography, music, video production, and drawing, as an expansion of Apple's Everyone Can Code curriculum for teaching software development and coding in classrooms. In iPhone news, Apple has revived the discontinued iPhone SE through its clearance store on apple.com, with a special $249 price, or $100 off the regular price, for a 32GB unlocked iPhone. Apple discontinued direct sales of the iPhone SE in September, saving remaining inventory for third-party sellers like Best Buy in the U.S. And in app news, Google Maps is catching up in the with Apple Maps and adding support for speed limits on both iOS and Android. Google previously supported speed alerts through Waze, which it acquired and owns, but Google Maps lacked speed features, which Apple Maps has had for a couple of versions. And in HomeKit news, Abode has announced a second-generation home security system that adds 4G features and promises HomeKit support in a free update. Abode first started promising HomeKit support for its do-it-yourself home security system back in January 2018, later targeting summer 2018 for release. Abode now says both the first and second gen systems will work with HomeKit when the update is ready, but it's not making a specific release date promise again yet. And while it's not exactly HomeKit support, we published a helpful guide on controlling iRobot Roombas with Siri commands using the Shortcuts app and custom Siri phrases. So check that out if you have a Roomba. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has a hands-on review of the new Blackmagic eGPU Pro, an external GPU that gives any Mac with Thunderbolt 3 ports the graphics power of the iMac Pro. And finally, let's catch up with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Hey, thanks, Zach. So on Saturday, I looked at kind of where iBeacons are in K-12. iBeacons came out, you know, many years ago, and they built into all the iOS devices in recent memory. But we've not seen a ton of actual use cases outside of retail. And even when it came out, there was just all this talk about great use cases in education. And so in this article, I kind of looked at, you know, what are some things I'd like to do? And one of the big ones is I'd love to do some automated attendance taking, and where you could tie an iPad to our student information system. So if that comes in every morning, they're automatically marked as present. And we can even see when that device leaves the building as well. I'm wondering where the iBeacons are in K-12. I think there's a lot of interesting use cases. I imagine a lot of it comes down to, you know, getting these various pieces of, software to talk to each other. And I think that's going to be always a difficult thing when kind of deploying a new technology. But slowly but surely, I think iBeacons are coming, just not there yet. And then on Sunday, I looked at iMessage notifications. And I know if you're outside the U.S., you're probably not familiar. You know, you don't use iMessage a lot compared to apps like WhatsApp and things like that. But here in the U.S., iMessage has become, you know, for me anyways, a de facto chat system. I have group texts with friends that, you know, are talking about, you know, a latest football game or, you know, what have you. And, you know, there are times I pick up my phone after, you know, being away from it for an hour or so, and I might have 20 to 30 unread messages, and it's in some ways overwhelming. If I go to the movies, I certainly can put it on do not disturb mode, but there may be people that I want to let be able to text me. You know, if I'm at the movies with my kids and I would like for my wife to be able to text me, but maybe no one else. And so there, I would love to see some more granularity with how notifications come in and how to deal with those. So, you know, I heard some people in the comments say that Apple already allows you to mute alerts on group text. And while that's true, it doesn't work about half the time. And I really can't figure out why. I suspect it's related to something to someone in the group deleting the group message. That's the best I can come up with for a reason, but fixing that bug would do a lot. But I would love to be able to set up some sort of VIP system for iMessage and say, just let my boss and my wife and maybe, you know, one or two close friends be able to break through that. And honestly, I would just assume leave my phone on do not disturb for iMessages all the time and just be able to check them periodically. You know, for better or worse, it's become more than just a text messaging system. It's a chat system. And for me, it's like the equivalent of having email alerts turn on. I get way too many that I don't want to deal with. And so, yeah. And one other thing I didn't mention that I've heard in the comments and other people have said to me on Twitter is they would love the ability to mark a message as unread. And I think that would be great as well, because a lot of times if I get like a work, an actual work item come through as a text message, it's hard to remember to go back and check that later. So if I could say, you know, pin it to the top or mark as unread, I think that would be ideal. So check out the links to the articles. They'll be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.